Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 25th to the 31st, 2014. Israeli attacks leave one Palestinian killed this week. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority call on support from Muslims worldwide and visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque of Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, two civilians were injured when Israeli soldiers attacked with live ammunition and tear gas anti-wall protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
On Friday, protests were organized in the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin in central West Bank and Al-Masra village in the southern West Bank. Two civilians were injured by rounds fired by Israeli soldiers when they attacked the villagers of Nabi Saleh. Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Later, soldiers invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. As a result, many civilians were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Masra and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas hailed Sweden's recognition of the Palestinian state this week. Meanwhile, an advisor to Abbas emphasized on the need for Muslims worldwide to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque of Jerusalem. IMEMC's Ramel Mighari has more.
Amidst growing tension in the occupied East Jerusalem, an advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Mahmoud Al-Habbash, maintained that Muslims worldwide should further show support to the Arab-occupied city of Jerusalem by visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The call came after Israeli occupation authorities shut down the Al-Aqsa Mosque's doors this week, preventing worshippers from praying. The closure is the first since Israel has occupied the holy city in 1967. Meanwhile, Israeli officials accused President Abbas of triggering the recent tension by what Israel considers to be an incitement by Abbas following the Israeli killing of an Arab driver in the city. Abbas had called Arabs and Muslims over there to defend the holy ancient shrine of Al-Aqsa. The incident was followed this week by an Israeli extrajudicial killing of another Arab-Palestinian resident who Israel accuses of orchestrating the killing of an Israeli occupation local leader in the occupied East Jerusalem. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas hailed this week the recognition by Sweden of a Palestinian statehood on the 1967 borders, including the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem, calling on other world nations to follow on the step. At the internal Palestinian level, Hamas and Fatah parties are set to hold a new round of talks over national unity that would bring about general elections by January of 2015. The talks come in the backdrop of calls by Palestinian locals for the reconstruction of the war-torn Gaza following this summer's Israeli war on the territory that lasted 51 days and left tens of thousands of Gaza families homeless. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army killed a former Palestinian political detainee. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted at least 55 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank this week. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 40 Palestinians, including a child. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
On Thursday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a former Palestinian political prisoner from the Athuri neighborhood in Silwan town in occupied East Jerusalem. Israel alleges that Mu'taz Hijazi, 32, was behind the attempted assassination of fanatic rabbi and militant activist Yehuda Glick. Glick leads the settlers' movement to take over Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. According to witnesses, soldiers assaulted the family of Hijazi after killing him and detained his father and brother. On Friday at dawn, hundreds of Palestinians, including family members, held funeral procession for Hijazi, although the police and the army imposed a tight siege in an attempt to limit the number of Palestinians attending the funeral. Following the shooting of Hijazi, Israeli soldiers closed the Al-Aqsa Mosque for the first time since it occupied the city in 1967. All week, Israeli radical groups attempted to storm the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide. As a result, clashes erupted all week between Palestinian residents of Jerusalem and Israeli soldiers. Many residents were injured and damage was reported to Palestinian property. Protests on closing Al-Aqsa Mosque were organized all over the West Bank on Friday. Near Ramallah City, soldiers shot and injured four protesters, including two children, at the Qalandia checkpoint separating Ramallah from Jerusalem. On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers assaulted a pregnant woman, causing internal bleeding as they demolished several structures at Khashm al-Daraj and Umm al-Khair villages near the southern West Bank district of Hebron. On Tuesday, 48-year-old Fatima al-Hathalin from Umm al-Khair village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron was assaulted by Israeli forces, suffering bruises across her body. Soldiers attacked Fatima as they searched and ransacked homes in the village. In the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, the Israeli Navy again targeted Palestinian fishing boats with gunfire offshore the coast of Gaza, according to witnesses. Soldiers opened fire at a number of Palestinian fishermen, despite the fact that they were within the 6 nautical mile zone. No casualties or injuries were reported. The Israeli Navy opened fire on Wednesday morning against Palestinian fishermen and shot a young man off Beit Lahia shores in the northern Gaza Strip. Following the Israeli offensive this past July, Israel agreed to allow fishing boats from Gaza to go some 6 nautical miles from the coastline, as well as to gradually expand the zone over time. Since then, many incidents of the Israeli Navy targeting Palestinian fishermen with gunfire and, in certain circumstances, arrests by the Israeli Navy were also reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdurrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 25th to the 31st, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.